Well, this is Dave Allen, and for a change I'm not walking the dog, I'm actually sitting in my car. And we've just been to the shops, to Mercadona, to buy the groceries for the week. And next, for our next trick, we're going to be going to the old house belonging to the in-laws, and we're going to be collecting lemons. We saw a TV programme a while back where the guy was, doing things with lemons. He was, apart from cooking with them, he was preserving them. And it involves putting them into a jar with salt. So I don't know what that's going to be like when they're done, but it looked quite good. It was Mediterranean-type cooking, and the guy was a Israeli chef, and a very tall fellow by the look of it. And but it was a good tip, and we're going to try, because we've got loads and loads of lemons. There'll be a tree full of them, and we're going to grab some of these lemons, and we'll be giving some of them away, and as you do, and we'll be putting some of these lemons to put into a jar. Now, I do like to make lemon curd, so that could be something I'll do with these lemons. And I can't get lemon curd in jars here in Spain, so I'll have to make my own. So it's just as well as I know how to do it. You get some butter and you get some sugar and you get the lemons, put the juice in there and you put some of the zest of the lemons. And then you kind of mix it all up and in a what they call a bain-marie, which is where you have a saucepan of water, and you put a perspex sort of dish inside it, and then basically it means that the stuff's not getting too hot, so we can get burned, and you want it just heated. You don't want it actually cooked in there. So basically what you do is you keep stirring it until it goes thick, and that's it, really. And when it's done, it's really, really tasty. It's very, very nice to put onto a bit of nice bread. There's some bread that's kind of like a milk bread, they call it. And it's nice on that. So I'll put it on there. So what else have I been doing today? Well, not an awful lot, really. This morning I was looking at some applications for doing ready to do a tutorial. I got one called Nissus Writer Pro. And it looks quite interesting. Very good for doing where you need to track changes. I was doing some editing this week of a friend's book. And I was doing was just kind of marking it up in a iBooks, in the ebook author thing. So that worked out quite good. But then it meant that I had to spend a lot of time talking to her about why I'd made the changes I had done. And I've only done three chapters or so. I've got to do more. And in which case, I went away with that and just sort of make some changes to a document for her and give it back to her and say, there you go, deal with it. Save me having to sort of chat to her. Although I was surprised when I was doing the editing for her, I thought maybe she would be protective over her work and she'd be sort of fighting every change, but actually she sort of took on board all the stuff. Mainly it was a bit too sort of chatty in its tone, the book, and because of that the sentences were being too long, and sometimes a lot of times it really needed sentence breaking into smaller parts. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having a short sentence when you're writing a book. I mean, this book's for it's for mothers, really, you know, for new mothers, and how to keep the magic of a childhood, or how to lie to your kids successfully about fairies and Father Christmas and the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny and all that sort of stuff. So it originally wasn't my cup of tea, but it was something there that was kind of a job to do, and I offered to do it because, well, I like writing and stuff, and it'll be interesting to do an editing of a book. And also for the fact that when it's time for me to have my book edited, maybe she'll do the same for me. Although maybe I should be more protective about it and fight every change. Probably not. And then the other thing with her book is the fact that some of it is more sort of memoir than actually sort of the tips and hints and handbook, that type of thing that she wants to do. So it's part story and part sort of handbook, which I suppose is okay in some ways, but you want to get the balance of that right, you know. So anyway, this is Dave Allen, and I'm sitting in San Feliu de Guíxols outside the supermarket. Already been into Lidl, and surprisingly, the Aldi, which is the place I preferred to go to because it's always quieter in there, and it's easy to get out of if you don't want to. If you don't want to buy anything, yeah. Sometimes you want to go in a shop and buy something. Sometimes you don't. It's always difficult getting out a little. They want to keep you there. So Aldi was much better, but it's actually closed here, so that's a bit of a surprise. But my time is up on this recording, and this is the audio boo for Saturday, and it's the 15th of February. Bye bye.